This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges Nepali youths living abroad to return home and create employment opportunities. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva discusses UN-Nepal relations and continued cooperation in the field of peace. And nearly 500 people die in Israeli strike on Hezbollah strongholds in Lebanon. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged the Nepali youths living abroad to return home and create employment opportunities. Prime Minister Oli, who is leading a Nepali delegation to the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, clarified at the World Leaders Forum organized by Columbia University that the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali, has been put forward to eradicate poverty and ensure the right of all to live with dignity.
Over the past few decades, we have made substantial strides in improving the socio-economic conditions of our people. As we look to the future, our national aspiration remains the guiding mantra, prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. This vision aims to create a society where poverty is eradicated. All are benefited from development and every individual lives with dignity and hope.
Speaking as the keynote speaker at the Dialogue on Nepal's Journey of Democracy and Economic Development, Prime Minister Oli said there is only the data of students and youths who have gone abroad from Nepal, but not that of returnees, noting that the government has brought out programs such as small-scale industries and startups for employment opportunities. Prime Minister Oli urged the youths to unite in nation-building as he was clear that the country could not transform without the youth.
Most of the youth who are going outside, they are going for job. So they will be back. People talk about the rush in the airport. Equally, people are going outside and coming back too. So we are trying to develop entrepreneurship and startup projects and trying to attract the youth. We are trying to create new startups and entrepreneurship.
Saying that he was leading a government with two major parliamentary parties that had played a decisive role in Nepal's democratic movement, Prime Minister Oli said he had a resolution to maintain good governance and transparency. Likewise, addressing the Lead Free Future partnership launch and pledging event organized by USAID and UNICEF, Prime Minister Oli expressed solidarity with the Lead Free campaign. Prime Minister Oli said that Nepal has already understood that the use of lead has affected the health of children. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli clarified that Nepal has been implementing the policy of freeing lead from its use with the understanding that it has affected the health of children and recently brought a bill related to food security to the parliament. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva, who is currently attending the United Nations General Assembly in New York, has called for global cooperation to ensure the safe release of Nepali citizen Bipin Joshi. Joshi was kidnapped by the Hamas group during a recent attack in Israel where 10 Nepalese were also killed. Speaking at the ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement, Minister Rana expressed Nepal's strong desire to welcome Joshi home safely. In her speech, Minister Rana also called for peaceful solutions to conflicts, including those between Israel and Palestine and Russia and Ukraine. Likewise, Minister Rana reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the non-aligned movement and its principles of peace. On a different note, Minister Rana also held a meeting with Under Secretary General of the United Nations in Department of Operational Support, Atul Khare. In a meeting held on Monday, various aspects of the UN-Nepal relations and cooperations were discussed. The New York-based Nepali mission said, the department has been working in the field of management of security personnel of the UN missions deployed for peacekeeping. According to the mission, the meeting discussed the continuation of cooperation between Nepal and the United Nations and its contribution to the field of peace and security. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged to open a Consulate General of Nepal in California, responding to demands from Nepali organizations in the region. Around 100,000 Nepalese live in California and they have faced difficulties accessing service from the Consulate General in New York or Washington, D.C. Concerned organizations have requested a consulate in San Francisco to ease issues like passport renewals. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has extended warm congratulations to Anura Kumara Dissanayake on his election as the new president of Sri Lanka. In a message of congratulation, Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed the commitment to strengthening the friendship and bilateral cooperation between Nepal and Sri Lanka. Prime Minister Oli also gave best wishes for the successful tenure of President Dissanayake. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Harga has directed the bodies concerned to complete the construction activities of Trishuli 3B hub 220, 132 and 33 kV substation and transmission lines soon. Carrying out on-site visit of the substation today, Minister Kharga urged the bodies to resolve problems surfaced in course of expansion. The construction of Trishuli 3B hub substation has reached the final stage, while the works on the transmission line connecting from Chilimay to the substation have been obstructed at Mailung area. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has assessed the state of the Baswari Budanil Kanta Road, which was damaged due to water supply and electricity work. 3 weeks ago, he raised concern about delays from Milamchi Water Supply and Nepal Electricity Authority, which left citizens facing dust and smoke. Although work started a year ago, lack of coordination among agencies caused delays. After inspecting the site, Minister Paudel urged officials not to further delay repairs. Concerned authorities have committed to completing the paving within a couple of days. The International Monetary Fund has noted early signs of recovery in Nepal's economy but emphasized the need for further reforms. During a visit, the International Monetary Fund team assessed the implementation of the Extended Credit Facility Program. The International Monetary Fund reported improvements in tax collection, public investment and foreign exchange reserves driven by increased remittance inflows and a recovering tourism sector. However, it stressed the need for a stronger public investment, effective revenue collection and regulatory improvements in the banking sector to sustain this momentum. As many as 23 people were injured in a passenger ferrying bus accident in Binai Triveni of Navalparasi, Bardaka Susta East along the East-West Highway today. The bus en route to Rajasthan of India from Kathmandu met with the accident nearby the Binai Rivulet in Binai Triveni 1. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Ved Bahadur Paudel, the bus overturned on the road this morning. The injured are ongoing treatment at the local Binai Triveni Primary Hospital. Traffic on the Cisneri Dakshinkali Road section has been banned for 12 days from today. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Lakshmi Bhandari, informed the vehicular movement has been closed till October 5 for blacktopping. Police urge the vehicle to use alternative routes. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon killed at least 492 people on Monday, including 35 children. The health ministry said this violent incident marked the deadliest day of cross-border violence since the Gaza war began. According to Agence France-Presse, Arab states strongly condemned Israel for the escalating hostilities with Hezbollah, which have intensified to levels unseen in nearly a year. World leaders will open their annual meeting at the UN General Assembly on Tuesday under the shadow of increasing global divisions, major wars in Gaza, Ukraine and Sudan, and the threat of an even larger conflict in the wider Middle East. According to Associated Press, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres previewed his opening State of the World speech to presidents, prime ministers, monarchs and ministers at Sunday's Summit of the Future, saying the world is heading off the rails and tough decisions to get back on track is needed. Secretary General Guterres pointed to the global security system, which is threatened by geopolitical divides, nuclear posturing and the development of new weapons and theaters of war. He also cited huge inequalities, the lack of an effective global system to respond to emerging and even existential threats, and the devastating impact of climate change. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all province. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Nepali youths living abroad to return home and create employment opportunities. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva discusses UN-Nepal relations and continued cooperation in the field of peace. And nearly 500 people die in Israeli strikes on Hezbollah strongholds in Lebanon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.